This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Email came in. He says, hey, all, Ryan, exactly, and he spelt it dead P-U-R-U.
Dead Peru.
I said, first off, huge fan. You make my days better. I enjoy listening. Had a brutal experience at the doctor's office that I just had to share with you guys. So I wake up. This was Saturday morning with every guy's worst nightmare. A huge itchy rash on my dong.
Right on his dong, huh?
Red bumps dong. All over the place. Yeah. Came out of nowhere. Felt like my life was over. Mm-hmm. Almost positive it's herpes or something like that. My mind's racing. I was like, what am I going to tell future ladies if I ever get another lady now? So just some background info. I'm 22, single, pretty decent looking, but in a bit of a drought, so bad it would make Chuck proud. Mm. So having herpes or whatever definitely wouldn't help that out. Anyway, I decided to get it looked at the urgent care in my town. When I walked in, the first thing I noticed was the receptionist, total smoke show.
Oh, sure. That's
10 out of 10.
It's par for the course.
Well,
you've got something on your dong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you want, like, the old lady with the hairy mole.
I've seen it all, boy. Right. I've seen it all.
It's time to turn around and leave.
Yeah. Time to go to a different town.
Yeah. Somewhere else.
Yeah. We're taking this dig to a different town.
Yeah, man. You keep driving until you find a old hag.
Yeah.
It was super embarrassing telling her why I was there.
Oh, no.
And to make it worse, I had to repeat myself because I said it so quietly she didn't hear me the first time.
Rash on my junkie.
I'm sorry, what?
I got a rash on my junkie.
I missed that. You're going to have to repeat that, sir.
I got a rash on my junkie.
No, again, still, I'm just hearing your breathing.
This is loud, so I'm going to talk.
You have a rash on your penis?
Oh, that's it.
That's the one.
That's it.
He says, after waiting in their disgusting waiting room for 40 minutes, I finally get to go back and see the doctor. But the doctor on call that was touching and examining my junk was hard of hearing or something.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This is awful. This is a bad experience.
Yeah. And he was speaking so loudly in a very effeminate voice.
So!
Oh, man.
What seems to be the problem?
I've got a red.
What?
I've got a red.
Sorry, can't hear you.
On my penis.
Okay, well, let's get a look at that penis.
Oh, jeez.
Get her out.
There you go.
Oh, my God. It's bumpy and red. Rashy. Itchy. Inflamed.
Can you keep it down a little bit?
This guy's penis is inflamed and rashy.
Is it? He did something.
Looks like dermatitis to me.
He said he was speaking so loudly about my possible herpes that I know everyone outside the room could hear it.
It's probably just a herpes virus. Looks like a bunch of blisters.
Can you keep it down?
This guy's sex life is ruined.
Oh, no. God in heaven.
Ruined.
I don't think the secretary heard you.
This man's sex life is completely over.
Oh.
If it even started.
Oh.
Somehow he got herpes.
Oh, God.
I don't know how he did. He probably got it from a drinking fountain.
Nobody's even talking to you, man. Why are you talking like you're answering questions? You're answering nobody's questions. Just screaming
Sorry,
about.
Sorry, I have voices in my head.
Oh.
This poor bastard. It helps me figure out problems if I talk it out.
Part of your process.
That's right. I'm a doctor.
All right.
Just don't worry. I'm a doctor.
Oh, gotta love urgent care.
Small town
urgent care.
Yeah. So he says, on top of that, just when I thought he was done touching my extremely tender region.
Let's poke it a bit. Oh. See what's happening.
Just be more gentle.
No. He noticed that I had a papule near my beehole.
Oh, you got a beehole papule.
Why is he
having
a beehole?
Come here, let me see that butt. Well, I'll tell you that because it can spread. Anything can spread.
How'd you even get back there? I didn't even see you back there. You're so quick.
That's right.
Oh, my.
It's urgent care. It's urgent. I have urgency.
So there's something back there, too?
It's like a papule or something. I don't know what the hell he called it. It's a bump. I'm going to lance it some bitch. Nurse! Nurse, he's got some kind of weird bump on his ass. Oh, listen. the sharpest thing we've got. I got a lance this thing. I'm gonna either chop it off or I'm gonna pop it and let it ooze. It's huge. It's disgusting. Probably related to his herpes.
Oh, my God.
But I don't think it's herpes. I think somehow he got herpes and something horrible on his ass. Two things.
So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, it gets worse.
What else? What else can I find?
He wanted to get a better look at it.
Come here.
So he left the room and came back in wearing a magnifying mask device.
That's right.
Did you invent that? What is that?
This is from the 1920s.
It looks like something a steampunk costume player would wear.
I'm gonna sell it right after this on eBay and make a fortune.
Christ, there's gears on it.
That's so I can really zoom in on your butthole. See what else is going on in there.
Oh my God, yeah, they sell magnifying masks.
That's there it is.
That.
The third one in. Yeah.
The Optivisor.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my Optivisor.
Oh my God.
Optimal viewing of your ass.
So he then proceeded to poke the area around my beehole.
Oh, God, this is intrusive.
Can you feel that?
Yeah, I feel everything you're doing back there.
Can you feel that?
Yeah, I don't know why you're doing that.
Can you feel this?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how that feels.
No, not good.
Mm.
Guess what?
Come on, man.
Then he said he'd have to drain the pus from
it. I gotta drain it. I'm sorry. I knew I was gonna have to pop that thing and just let it ooze.
Damn it.
Relax.
I can't.
All the time, I was pretty sure he was enjoying it.
Oh. You seem like you're having a good day.
This is fun. This is what I wake up to do. I'm so glad you came in. Urgent care.
Yep.
Now, I just never know what I'm going to get. Today it's herpes and ass popules or whatever it is. Polyps. An ass polyp. I don't know what it is.
He said I went through all of that humiliation only to find out I have molluscum contagiosum.
What in the Christ?
It's like a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah, it does.
It's a relatively harmless rash.
I figured it was the rash.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't have screamed so much about herpes.
Well, you know, you just don't know until you get a culture.
Yeah, you're right.
Said as I walked out of the room. As I walked out of the room, all the other people in the clinic, basically, who had just listened to my doctor have a shouting match with me about my junk, were staring at me and judging me hard.
Have a nice day!
Thanks. You too.
Y'all come back here.
Oh, I don't know.
Not my best day, to say the least. Anyway, had to share with you guys because I feel like it's up your alley. Just watch your pipes.
Do you feel like you don't know that you've got something like that on your butt? Or do you think it was just like a hemorrhoid type of thing and he just popped it?
Probably didn't. He couldn't feel it, maybe.
Yeah.
Whatever. It sounded like it was harmless.
It's just like a solid elevation of skin with no visible fluid. Varying in area from a pinhead to a centimeter can be brown, purple, pink, or red.
Yeah.
Jesus, God.
Examples of these include razor burn, insect bites, skin tags, or goosebumps. Those are papules.
I got a goosebump on your butt. I'm going to pop it.
Don't pop it.
And it can be caused by anything. Skin, inflammation.
That is a rough visit to the urgent.
That is a really bad day for that.
A lot going on there.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
What the hell is this molluscum contagiosum?
Oh, there's all sorts of stuff you can get. There it is. First thing, as soon as you started typing it.
It's an itchy rash.
It's a viral
is what it is.
Skin infection.
That's right. Don't touch people.
That results in round, firm, painless bumps. Oh, my God. Look at the picture. Can you imagine that on your Johnson?
Yeah, like that's right on his Johnson. So it looks like... Right off the top, like it might have been genital warts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're instantly thinking that it's on your donger, which is terrifying. Is there any place, like you can get a rash anywhere.
Yeah.
This sucks.
People showing it on their donger.
Wow, that's hell on earth.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh my goodness. Well, see, the thing is, it looks like blisters, right? So no wonder you thought it was herpes.
Oh, God.
It's herpes. You're herpified.
Yeah, you would, and you would and should go to the doctor immediately if you wake up to that.
You mind if I take a picture of that for science?
Yeah, I do.
All these other people didn't mind.
No, you're right. Because if you Google this, you see a million dongs covered in it. Oh, God, it's bad. Well, so this guy's really lucky. That's all it was. That's all I'm saying.
That was a cool phone case they had for sale.
Was there a phone case?
Yeah, somebody had that on a phone case.
Wow. That's bad. You wouldn't want that on a phone case.
There it is. Oh, my God. Awesome. Someone got a picture of a dong covered in this rash on a phone case?
Well, I think they're just saying that it would. If you like it, we'll make it.
Oh, with stray pubes and everything.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you get all your favorite STDs at the phone case.
Yes, of course. What's a great STD collection?
Yeah. See the gonorrhea one.
So, sorry, dude. Sorry about your horrible, horrible day at the doctor, but glad to know that it's not herpes or anything worse than that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's some whores making news today. Las Vegas and sex workers kind of go hand in hand, especially Nevada. That's where, you know, they have legal brothels. But for the first time ever at a brothel, this is happening with two women.
Okay.
Two married ladies are working as hookers at the same brothel.
It's so they're married to each other?
They're married to each other.
Oh, okay.
Violet Vouse and Caden Blake. They're very much in love. They just happen to be working at Sherry's Ranch.
How are they looking?
One's nice. One looks like Justin Bieber.
Oh.
So obviously, you know, that...
There's the
more female-looking one and the more male-looking one in this relationship.
Okay.
So so Justin Bieber is more female?
I get you, Lisa.
He's quite pretty.
We put a link to the video of these two ladies at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, but this is a little bit of their description of what it's like to work as lesbian partners at a brothel.
Love the music.
There's so many stigmas around sex work. Everyone has these preconceived notions about it, and I never thought sex work would be the thing that made us so confident and strengthened our relationship and made us feel dignified.
She reminds me of Jodie Foster.
Going from making so little and working so much to working so little and making so much, it was just like, this is amazing. I couldn't imagine doing anything else, and I still can't.
My name is Caden Blake.
I'm Violet Vox. We are the first openly married couple to work at a brothel.
Excitement personified.
They work at Sherry's Ranch.
So we're at Sherry's Ranch, which is a legal brothel in Nevada. It is in Nye County, kind of in the middle of the desert. There's some very beautiful mountain ranges. It's actually really beautiful scenery if you can get over the vast nothingness.
Yeah. We spend about 2 weeks here every month. We can stay here for 1 to 3 weeks at a time. And then they ask that we go home, see our family, friends, pets, stuff like that. We'd like to go see our cats.
Typically, our home life looks like
Netflix and cats.
Netflix and cats. We work out a lot. We play with cats way too much. I kind of feel like we would get a lot done if we didn't have so many damn cats.
Yeah.
Four cats.
So we have been together for almost 8 years, married for about two. Our wedding anniversary is actually this January. We met through a mutual friend. No one really thought we would stay together. We were kind of polar opposites, and
we still are.
Yeah. This is Boss's room. I do not have my room yet, so that's my room at the moment.
This is Caden's room. So I have a bunch of stuff in here.
Take us into the sex room.
With me,
money.
This is my closet slash pantry. I have a lot of stuff. So this is like panties for men to wear.
A lot of people think that working as a couple in the sex industry will create some sort of jealousy because of clients. That's not really an issue that we run into because it's very much understood, like, where our boundaries are, what is and is not okay, and not even just with each other, with other ladies, with clients, with everyone. So then that in turn makes it easy for us to communicate with each other. Well, there's
don't you think that'd be a turn off? Now, so this gets out there and I want to book a whore.
Yes.
Do I want to book the lesbian whore? Don't I want to believe that in some level that she's into me?
I feel like you take
dudes would care and some dudes wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't know. I would just be like, who's the prettiest
whore you got?
Yeah. Because that's not great. That's not great.
No.
I mean, the dark-haired one's not bad. If she was done up.
Oh, I think she's gross compared to the short-haired one.
Oh, no. I think if they both were done up, I think they're both pretty much bared down.
Mm.
They're better looking than you'd expect for a desert whorehouse.
Yeah, I don't know. Understand what they're doing there. Like, why are
they
you,
said the money. They work so little and make so much that it's hard for them to get out of it.
Yeah.
They don't have any plans
of
getting out of
it. Where do they live normally? Where's their city?
Well, it doesn't say where they're from. I don't think they gave that information out. But
physical boundaries, obviously. And then there's the emotional boundary that you need to set with clients.
When she talks, her top lip doesn't move. I can't.
And, you know, this or that.
Yeah, it's all bottom
lip. This is professional.
We have, like, certain things that we kind of like to keep to ourselves. So there are certain things that we'll only do with each other that we don't extend to other people because it's something that's just, it's special to us.
I have, like, bags and bags and bags of fetish gear. Do you want to assist me? Because I don't know what that is.
There's a bunch of different stuff in here. So you've got cuffs.
And then I have, like, a couple different collars.
Oh, this is a leash.
Is it?
Yeah, it's yours collar.
So this is a ball stretcher.
Oh, a ball stretcher?
What?
You guys don't have one?
So this goes around the top of the ball sack, and then the balls go here, and this is like a...
Nice weight.
It's a pretty heavy weight.
Yeah.
That one's my favorite. It's very popular.
I don't get a lot of fetish parties. I like fetishes. I get a lot of GFE.
What is GFE?
A girlfriend experience.
Every provider that you ask will have kind of a different definition of like what her GFE is. Everyone's style is a little different.
Oh, so they just do chicks.
GFE. No, is that what you're thinking?
No.
She had a ball weight, for God's sakes.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the girlfriend experience is like what?
Yeah, I know what that is, but I thought she had just said that every girl has a different idea of what they want.
I think that's every girl that works there.
Oh, okay.
Giving the girlfriend experience.
Right.
Okay. Girlfriend experience is you're pretending she's your girlfriend. That's what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like very lovey-dovey.
So sexual too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sexual. Oh, yeah. But like, you know, I care about you. Yeah. I want to talk about my day with you.
Then
I want to do all the dirty things.
I want you to weight my balls down.
Yeah.
Just like a girlfriend would do. That means they'll offer kissing. A lot of girls don't offer kissing. So if someone says GFE, that does not mean there will be kissing. That's something we don't offer.
You save the kissing for each other.
Yeah.
Well, and there's also stuff grows in the mouth. Condoms.
Now you really know you're in a brothel.
Durex sensitive. They're not too thick and not too thin.
Thank you.
I haven't found anything. I don't know if you have that is a better option.
Attention, ladies. Attention.
It's male.
We are drawing for shifts. All ladies to the dining room, please.
She sounds so old, that lady.
Well, she is, honestly.
Oh, attention, horse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Calling all horse. Calling all horse.
Me in.
Yeah, we got a drawing, which means there's a perv here who wants to get railed.
Oh, my
attention,
God.
Horse. Calling all horse. Come on down to the front lobby where this guy can pick you over with a fine tooth comb. Try and shower up. All right, little Asian man, just a heads up. See your chickies in a bit.
I think so they're drawing for shifts. Is that what she said? So like you get the best shifts, maybe?
No, I think that means that someone's there.
I thought that's
what
she said.
You have. That is a better option.
Attention, ladies, attention. We are drawing for shifts. All ladies to the dining room, please.
I think they
she
said
sounds like she could be calling for bingo.
Dave, I think you're equating a whorehouse with the way that a Subway restaurant would be run.
Where I am, Chuck. Listen, hear me out. Hear me out. If I work the day shift, I'm not getting good stuff. If I work the night shift, I'm getting the better, higher paying clients. If I have to work lunchtime, I'm not making anything.
I think when you're living there, you're working all day, all night.
Well, let's find out. Let's see what they say.
We are drawing.
Ha. We should have done that from the beginning.
We have an intercom system that we call the God Voice. It's a speaker up in the ceiling right there, and they can talk to us directly, or they can talk to all the girls. So in the office, if they needed us specifically, but we forgot our phone on Do Not Disturb, or we just weren't answering, they could speak to us there and then hear us.
Okay. End of that.
Well, that's from the mouths of whores.
They were not happy with that lady coming on there.
No, they weren't. No, they don't.
I don't want any of you too. Yeah. Do you understand?
They do not like their madam.
No, at all.
Well, would you like to be listened in on every second too?
Well, I'm sure
we are. But.
I'm sure it's part of a safety thing too, right? That's probably the reason behind it. It's probably a safety thing for the ladies to make sure that they're okay. But.
There's a big fix for that. You don't work at the whorehouse.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
So mad about a lady on an intercom.
Yeah. You don't work at the whorehouse there.
Yeah.
That's a good advice. So,
as for the drawing of the shift, mm-hmm. I feel like that was almost like a code. Because when a guy shows up at one of these places, a lot of times they bring in, just from watching that, what was that other Vegas
Cat
one?
House?
Yeah. They'd bring all the girls into a room.
You know, and the dude shows up.
And then the guy, like, decides her. I want her, and I want her.
Okay, you may be right. That's what
I'm thinking.
Okay, and you probably know more about it than I do.
Yeah, because I've been to six of them.
They wanted to pick the best shifts.
Yeah, I thought it was a shift thing, too, like day or night.
Maybe.
You know.
I would just assume if I'm living there already, like I have a room,
mm-hmm.
I'm just ready to work. Whenever someone wants me.
Yeah, well, somebody walks in and they want something, I would think.
Yeah.
But can't you see, like, wasn't that one of the sites that we went on? Like, you could go online and pick. I thought, wasn't Sherry's Brothel the one that was running the shuttle from the strip? Wasn't that the one we talked made fun of before?
There's a shuttle?
Because there was a free shuttle you could jump on.
I don't know if
there's one of them. I think there's a lot of them.
I think this was the one that was running. You could get a free shuttle from the strip, and it would take you out to your whores.
I think you're right, because there was another headline on the last page that offered one of the specials. It was like a half blow job, half something. And we talked about that in the shuttle.
Yeah, so if you go on their website, you can see this week's lineup. Oh, so she's there. So the lesbians are there this week, at least Vouse is. Where's the other? What was the other one's name? The Jodie Foster looking one? Oh, Caden.
Oh, yeah, there.
There's some okay looking whores there.
Yeah.
I mean, for the glamour shots, they look okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's some disgusting, but there are some ones
they might not look the same in person.
No.
You're right. I'm sure they don't.
When you're dealing with well, those girls did.
Yeah, those girls were fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the one girl with the lip that doesn't move, she looks prettier in photos because you can't tell
that her upper lip doesn't.
That she's got some stuff going on and her teeth are yellow.
Like Tessa Ray's a nice looking Asian lady. Nice ass.
Yeah.
But, so, okay, that's why I'm wondering if the lineup is more of like a, well, maybe a lot of these old guys don't even know there's a website and wouldn't.
That's just it. I think that they have to. Usually they bring the girls all into one room and then people
pick.
That's what they want. How demeaning.
Well, you're a whore.
You're
Dave.
A whore.
I know, right. So. But still demeaning, a lifestyle you've chosen.
Part of the course. I will say that those girls seemed oddly normal.
You're right, mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah, like it was just a cash. It was just a money choice.
Yeah, you know.
If you're lesbian, why not capitalize on the fact that guys are just gross?
Right, and then you have no attachment to them.
Yeah.
You just get their money.
So they do the new room massage. They got mm-hmm. specialty rooms. They got a playland. They got VIP bungalows. Everything you need to know about Cher.
I want to know everything about the chick who's the God voice.
Me too.
Well,
my name
is.
Love to see her.
I just wonder if she's the actual owner.
You know, if that's
no,
the
Chuck
Sherry.
Lee is the owner. So oh. She's just the madam.
She's just a lady who's got the biggest track record of touching wieners.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's hard to just like if you're, you know, a young upstart and you want to start a whorehouse out there. I wonder what that's like.
I feel like there's different people that make it hard for you to start.
Probably, yeah. You end up buried in the desert.
You know what I mean?
Start asking too many questions.
Well, wasn't the guy that died, the guy that was hanging out with Ron Jeremy, his buddy, who ran another brothel?
Was it the cat house?
That's the
Dennis
cat house
Hoff,
guy.
Right?
Yeah, Dennis Hoff.
Yeah. Dennis Hoff died.
Yeah, he died. And then they all shut down, right?
I think so. And he owned a bunch of them, I think.
Like, he was the driving force behind them.
Yeah, and there was something about that in the law there, they couldn't be transferred. Like, ownership couldn't be transferred. It just had to be under his name.
Right.
BJ, your brother used to do security at Sherry's Ranch?
Not just that, but he actually had one of the girls paying for him half the time.
Huh. How, like, paid to be with him?
Like, instead of him having to pay for her... She'd take him out. I think in about 3 months, she spent about $30,000 on him just in traveling and everything.
Wow, so he was a male whore on some level.
Reverse pretty woman.
Yeah, he would secure her while she was in the brothel itself, but outside she took care of him.
Oh. Okay, and when they said in this video it was time for the to pick the shifts or whatever, do you know what that meant?
Yeah, they actually do. Well, how you said in Cat House, they do have a line out come out, and they basically when they live there for about 3 months, and then after that they have to go get medical things done. So during that 3 months while they're there, they can work whenever they really want.
Right. So like Chuck said, a guy comes in and the girls line up and they pick from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The client picks from there, but yeah.
I think it's just a nice way of saying it over an intercom. Come down here and be fresh meat for some new fella.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, pretty much.
And they are the place that had a free shuttle you could take from the floor. From
they
the Vegas
are the
Rip.
Place. Yep. Yep. They
that makes
you.
It
as long
nice.
As you agree
nice
to purchase
service.
Something, as long as you agree to purchase something, you get a free shuttle there and you get free drinks too on the shuttle ride.
How much are these whores going for?
I personally, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not something I ever asked or attempted myself.
Did your brother enjoy his time there?
He enjoyed the visual aspect for the most part. Sherry's Ranch was one of the higher end ones, so there's no really ugly broads there.
Okay.
At least at the time, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Appreciate the info. Thanks for calling in.
Because the cat house was pretty gross to me.
Yeah, the cat house had some really nasty ones that were like what you were saying with.
But like
good photos, bad in real life.
The thing about that guy was he would bang all of them too.
The hot tub room lease.
Yeah, you don't want to go in that, guys.
Why does it just look like a grandma's house?
Well, because I think
it was
a
grandma's
house.
Did you see hear the lady?
Yeah,
she's running it. She decorated.
She's like a bingo lady.
She is like a be fine. All whores be fine.
Yeah, it looks like honestly, it looks like an old lady retirement village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like to me. I mean, look at the.
It looks like a sad place from the outside too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Well, that's a party room.
And they jazzed up the bar area.
Merry Christmas. Oh man.
Yeah.
What a crazy thing to be like, I'm just going to the brothel to get me some whores.
Yeah, that's a wild time.
It is an incredibly crazy thing. But obviously, it works. They've been in business for so long.
I'll tell you, there's no lack of whores.
Oh, it's just such a good biz, but I just wish I could muscle my way into it.
Oh, you can spend the night in their hotel if you want to sleep over?
Sure. Don't you think there are guys that go to Vegas and that's where they stay? Because I think there is.
Oh, yeah. Like they check in there for the week.
Oh, yeah.
Or 4 days or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yep. Crazy business. They've got 7 standard rooms, 3 theme suites, all suites with their own wet bar, fireplace, and jacuzzi. There's 5 themed VIP bungalows featuring a wet bar, fireplace, and jacuzzi. Each room is furnished to their own theme with various props and artwork. You can play a game of pool with our lovely ladies in the sports bar. Enjoy lunch or dinner in our dining room. You can eat there.
Oh, they gotta have food.
Yeah,
whores gotta eat. Keep the whores alive.
Whores eat too.
Yeah,
whores gotta eat.
Somebody feed the whores.
So, if you want to see the video of
what's the sex menu, by the way,
these two, you can check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
brothel sex menu.
Yeah, you can do.
You can get half and half, BJ and intercourse. You can get just sexual intercourse. You can get two. You can get girl on girl, your private lesbian sex show. You can get a threesome, sex with two girls. There's a variety of BJs. The classic, the hot and cold.
What?
Oral sex with extra sensations.
Okay. Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
You can get a breast massage.
Uh-huh.
A massage with a happy ending.
Yeah.
A body massage where you get to massage her, too. There's a bubble bath party. There's a shower party. There's a couple's threesome sex. There's a girlfriend experience. Drag queen cross-dressing, lingerie fetish show, role-playing, bondage, BDSM, adult toy show, foot fetish party.
I got it all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All on their sex
Hell
menu.
Of a menu. No prices, though.
No.
All negotiable.
So that Kraft could have just came out here. He could have had the whole place to himself.
Yeah, yes, but absolutely. It wasn't...
You know?
Yeah.
Been legal.
Yeah.
Crazy,
no
right? trouble.
But it was next yeah. door to wherever they were, right? That's why he did this.
Right. Convenience.
And, yeah,
convenience. I'm sure a lot
he had someone
cheaper.
Drive him in his Bentley.
Yeah, like, it's way
a lot
cheaper.
Cheaper.
Way
yeah.
cheaper.
But he's
than
got
this
a lot
place.
Of money. Could
I know
this is costing him a hell of a lot more now?
Sure is.
Yeah, all those lawyers.
Yeah, all of it.
Oh, it's
reputation,
just the most
the whole thing.
Expensive hand job ever.
A good legal whore.
Legal.
Legally mm-hmm. legal whore.
Like no one's gonna get upset with you if you go here.
No, because there's nothing illegal about it.
Keep it private.
And these aren't traffic ladies.
Ooh, I'm going to get the Egyptian room when I go.
That is a cool. Yeah, that's the one you got to get. That's the room to get.
Or the pirate suite.
Very cool Tutankhamun.
You can plunder yeah. her booty. And then there's just.
Tutankhamun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. Anyways, if you want to see the video, go check it out. DaveandChuckTheFreak.com is where you'll see it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The next email comes to us from a lady. She said, she gives a lot of details here. I better be careful. Listening to your show, heard you talk about rub and tugs. I'm almost 99% sure my husband's business is right above a rub and tug.
Mm. Going on break.
Lunchtime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Men come in through the back door. Many at random hours of the evening. The salon actually has posted a sign on the back door saying that they are open after hours, and there's a cell phone number written on it. Just recently, the salon started renting the space next to my husband's business as well. So they're downstairs, and now they're upstairs, too, and they've installed a doorbell. So I stopped by his place one afternoon that I got off work early, and in 45 minutes, two different guys were outside ringing this doorbell. I really think my husband should notify someone. It's eating away at me listening to your show lately. This has to be a rub and tug. Should yes. we report it?
Ah.
So like to the landlord maybe or something?
Yeah, because I don't think you can call the cops, right? They haven't. All she's seen is some guys go into a place. She hasn't seen anything.
I think you could call the cops and be Probably. Like,
I suspect.
Hey, I see some weird activity. That's what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you see something weird, I don't think it's wrong. They'll send a guy in there. He'll look around, and if they get any kind of vibes that someone's there against their will, then they might set up a sting. You never know what you're dealing with.
Whenever there's any sort of like wiener touching business, it's like dudes come out of the woodworks like possums on the back porch.
Yeah.
There's just always yeah. like, get out of here.
It's like it's dark. You don't see anything. You turn it on. It's a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, I'm here for the junk. Hey! I'm here for the rub and tug.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying anything to give this place away, but it's right around here. I did find it.
That's not surprising.
No, it's yeah, not.
Have you looked around?
Did you see the first person who talked about the how great though it was? But it looks like they're probably a whore.
Like they work there.
Yeah.
But there's quite a few women. Oh wow, she looks like a whore too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like they're showing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
This one looks mm-hmm. like she owns it.
Yep.
Yep.
Hmm.
I don't know. It could go both ways.
Do guys ever go and do this?
There's a guy that goes there with his wife for years. They're consistently great.
Mm-hmm. I bet they are.
What I also like is that the... And then it... Dot, dot, dot.
Oh. Oh, did I not... Did he... Okay. Oh, where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
Yeah, there he is. Workers aren't chatting and make you wonder if they're speaking about you.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought he was going to say, what I also like
I feel
is
like
they jerk you.
Yeah, they do nails.
Yeah, it's a nail place.
That's odd. I don't know.
But
yeah,
it's...
Cause here's it's a, oh, my girlfriend and I went for manicure and pedicures for the first time.
You sure this is the place?
Yeah, this is the place.
I'm not sure that this...
It doesn't appear to be a rub and tug. We've looked places up and guys are have basically said, best AJ of my life.
Yeah. You don't...
There's
you
nothing
don't,
about that here.
Here's the thing about a rub and tug. Like, there's legitimate examples of people getting their nails done here.
Yeah, this one
many, might. Many, many. 107 reviews.
This is not... I don't think
this is a nail place. Yeah. It's not...
Could it be a nail place and... Because why are guys ringing a doorbell at the back door?
It can be, but usually when you set up a...
Yeah, a nail place.
Just massage. You're having to pay nail tax. Like... If you're legitimate, then go legitimate. But mind you, there is that place that girls buy stuff at and then get serviced at, so I don't know. But I think that's a massage place, too.
Yeah, just to the little bit of research we're doing, this is a nail place. There's nothing else said about it.
No, everything...
Go get your nails done there. You'll be able to see.
Yeah. Yeah,
if it's the same place, I mean, that's crazy. Not, it doesn't seem...
It's not giving me a...
I don't understand why there's like guys at the back door at night, right?
Well, they do. There is a under body work and treatment, partial body work, full body works. That's a massage?
I would assume. Mm-hmm. And then body exfoliation.
They exfoliate it. You can get coupons.
But I mean, it just looks like.
Dude, I think this is just a legit nail place.
It does look legit.
And we're rub and tug specialists.
Yeah,
I've seen many a rub and tug. This doesn't look like one.
I mean, they even have like their logo and stuff. Like, it looks like a website they actually care about.
They've done too much work on their website for it to be a rub and tug.
And it says it's free parking in the back of the building, so that's why people are going in through the back.
Okay, so other places you probably have to park, like a pay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything's possible. We all know that.
Sure.
But it doesn't have any of the telltale signs. Like, when we look a place up, if it's a rub and tug, you know within 1 second
on
the reviews that it's a rub and tug.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one doesn't appear to be.
It sounds like she's just listening to our show.
She's playing with her.
Any kind of Asian spa, she's
suspicious.
I get it.
Her husband's
nervous. Her husband's right above it. Yeah. It probably makes her uncomfortable.
Yeah.
She's listened to enough of us to where she passes a Chinese food restaurant and she's like, yeah, right.
Exactly. Just because it has an Asian sounding name.
Yeah.
It has an Asian sounding name.
Ming's Great Wall, huh? Great Wall of jerk jobs.
Yeah. I know what's happening here.
That's right. Every Asian place, she now assumes they're rubbing people out.
But it doesn't appear to be, because none of this, it always comes up in the reviews. Some idiot guy always talks
about
it.
Always is a guy who's like,
yeah he spills the beans,
just says everything. You hate to be the person that shuts down the nail salon.
They're like, we got no idea what you're talking about. What happened? Who the hell, Dave and Chuck? What? Who is that? I don't know. We do nails.
Let's get him.
Man, we're doomed.
Oh, yeah. Right around the corner?
Yeah.
It was Dave.
Relax.
Who the hell, Dave and Chuck? It's cited in police report.
Christina. Let's get to her.
Hello.
Here. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Good morning.
Good morning. So this woman is suspicious of a spa that's underneath her husband's business, thinking about doing something about it. What's your advice?
Well, I'm a licensed massage therapist myself, and just when I hear things about this, I always think, well, when in doubt, even though, you know, I mean, if you're getting that gut feeling, there's really nothing wrong with making a phone call and reporting to the authorities what's going on, because sometimes even the place might look legitimate, and there probably are legitimate services, it still could be a front for something that's not so legitimate. And I personally, I'm all for, you know, sex work. People want these things. That's great. But when the line meshes with what, like, I do for a living, like, I'm licensed, I'm insured, I provide a healthcare service, and, you know, I've gotten a couple of people, like, who've asked questions, like, do you do this? And I'm like, no, it's illegal for you to ask, it's illegal for me to do, I could report you for solicitation. Like, these things are pretty serious in my line of work, so I always say that even if I've heard things, like, there's actually been a few places in Waterford last summer that got shut down, and one of them was a licensed massage therapist, and she had no idea she was working with people who were basically soliciting. So
right.
It's you gotta be careful. And I always wonder with like, I'm on my way to see a client right now, I'm always wondering how the city doesn't see these things, because if you're doing things right, the city knows you have a business license for this, and they should have background checks and
all right, Christina, thank you.
Licensing. Yeah,
appreciate your call. I'm still pursuing all the reviews. One guy gave it a very clean, ladies are nice. My massage was the best.
So they do give massages.
Yeah, she took her time. My body feels great. I'll go back there again. Highly recommended place to go. But only gave it 2 stars. Well, that's weird.
He's not fair and balanced. That is hilarious. That was very, very good service. 1 star.
Loved it. Go back again. 2 stars.
What's that about?
It's just, it's 99% about nails.
Yeah,
it is.
And then there's one mention of a massage. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you think something's weird, tell the cops. They'll send someone in. They'll be like, they'll send someone. They probably have already done it.
Right.
A place like this opens up, cops check it out. Mm-hmm. I really do think.
Yeah.
They have a whole division of people that check out.
That are places. Like, you're on the Rub and Tug squad?
Yeah.
There's Law and Order SVU and they're on Law and Order Rub and Tug?
This place is on Yelp. A lot of the places aren't on Yelp.
Because, you know, like, I mean, as maybe people are just doing nails, but you also, you don't know if those people are, like, allowed to leave.
I'm sure. Like, maybe they do mostly nails, and then there's, like, some funny business in a room in the back. It happens sometimes.
That's the funny business room. You don't go back in unless you're looking for funny business.
Ricky for the funny business. Okay.
Strictly funny business goes on in there.
This where you get your nails done. This here for massage. That there.
What's that for?
Mm-hmm. That's for funny business.
What?
I'm a Mr. Funny Business.
That's his name.
Mr. Funny Business. I'm a Mr. Ooh, you don't want a massage from Mr. Funny Business.
Well, coming back to my funny business room.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Scott has some fat.
Bad reviews.
Boy, yeah, and Yelp people don't like their this nails. Place. No.
Oh, man.
But none of it is giving off a rub and tug vibe.
Okay.
But
okay.
If,
hold on,
if you're
though.
That convinced.
Hold on, though.
Yeah.
If you were a legitimate nail place, would you be this bad?
They have as many good reviews as they do.
They do.
Yeah.
I will say, there's some bad reviews.
But women take like their nails super serious.
They do, right?
They get pissed off if they get their nails done wrong at all.
Super
if something
scary.
Chips.
Yeah.
I've seen my women come in all mad because their nails are chipped.
Calm it down.
Lisa looked into the distance as she was talking about that, like she saw somebody get murdered at
yeah,
one of these places.
Exactly. She won't talk about it. Yeah.
So I could see how things. Bad reviews could
they
come.
They do Brazilian waxes too.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
I just like to go to a place that just
massage.
Sells or they just do nails.
Yeah.
No funny business.
No funny business.
Okay, so that's an interesting one right
so,
there.
So yeah, I was informed they do deep tissue massage. I came in, got a 60-minute deep tissue, had to stop her at 30 minutes, was the worst massage I've ever had. She basically was just putting lotion on my back for 30 minutes. Ah, good, huh?
Yeah.
I'm convinced this person has absolutely no training whatsoever in massage therapy. I'll never set foot in this place again.
So I wonder if they're just waiting.
That
yeah.
was 7 years ago, too.
Yeah.
And they'll just rub you until you say touch it.
Till, yeah.
But did this place just move into her?
I think they moved.
Or her husband just moved his business there.
Oh, maybe.
But listen, we're not going to tell you to shut down. We don't need any Asians on our back over here, all right? So
No, but I mean, like I said, if you see something weird at night, like people going into a place at night and ringing some back doorbell, and you want to call the authorities, go ahead. They might just say, okay, thanks a lot for your call. Bye. We got better fish, bigger fish to fry. But you never know what's going on somewhere.
They open until 9 o'clock at night, by the way.
Okay.
That's a regular hour.
All right.
Okay.
There's another explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd say just leave this place alone.
It doesn't smell like funny business.
Nothing's pointing to rub and tug, is what we're saying.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.